before you this morning. Oh, yeah, we've done.
Lips of the righteous man, still great. knows about every verse, and we think that it started out talking about the righteous or the good, and something good, and then it gave the opposite of what was good.
This week we're supposed to tell something that a righteous man would do and the opposite what an ungodly man would do. And if someone did something to a righteous man, he would just forgive the people and forget about it. But an ungodly man would get them back worse. A righteous man would do what God would like, and a wicked man would do what the people like. A foolish man, a sinner, would just, if someone was about to die and hurt really bad, and won't care a bit about them, so as long as they're doing good. And the righteous man will care for the ones who are hurt and about to die. I thought about how, the, Good Samaritan helped the hurt man where all the sinners rode by and didn't care about.
If you ask a godly man to help you, he will help you. Whereas if you ask an unrighteous man, he will say, I have too much and never get back with you.
I thought about when Joshua and Caleb and the rest of the spies spied out the land of Canaan. Joshua and Caleb came back saying, yeah, we can do it. And they were with God, and they knew God would help them. And the other spies just thought, no, we're like grasshoppers, and we won't be able to do it. They couldn't see that God would help them, and so, yeah.
Proverbs 28, verse 1. An ungodly man flees when no man pursueth, but a righteous man is as confident as a lion. And I thought of a ungodly man as a thief. He'd run away and hide. But a godly man, he could walk down the street without having to look over his shoulder.
Just thinking about how an ungodly man, he just pleases himself and just does whatever he wants to and doesn't even really have an urge to do what's right. But godly man should is trying to please the Lord, and there's an urge to just do what you want to do and just please yourself. But that's why it's hard, because that's why.
An ungodly man works really hard only to please himself and for his own gain, but a righteous man makes sure the needs of others are all met.
I thought about Cain and Abel. Abel gave the best of everything he had to God, pleasing to God. Cain didn't give the best, and he just gave whatever he thought was good enough, just pleasing himself.
Thought about how pretty much everything that a righteous man does is, it all points down to loving God with all your heart and your neighbor as yourself. And how an unrighteous man, he just loves those who love him. And there's no gain in that, because it's hard not to do that. But actually loving people who don't love you is what keeps this place, makes this world a better place.
A righteous man would be careful about his work and charging customers fairly and keeping his bills paid, whereas a not righteous man would be all right with cheating bills or customers. And the difference is, God wants us to, the righteous man, be like a righteous man and give others what is theirs and be fair.
I thought too about how a good man would help the poor, but unrighteous man wouldn't really so much, and the unrighteous man would care about himself, like the parable of the rich man and Lazarus. The rich man was clothed in purple and linen, living in splendor every day, but Lazarus was waiting at his doorstep. And then I thought about in Matthew 25, it talks about the judgment. And how he'll divide the people on his left and right, and he'll say to the people, "For I was hungry and you gave me something to eat, and I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you invited me in. Naked and you clothed me, I was sick and you visited me. I was in prison and you came to me." And so the righteous would help the needy and the poor. But, and then he says to the other people, I was a stranger and you did not visit me or help me.
Go ahead. Think about how Jesus endured so much pain for us and his stuff, sacrificed himself for all of us. How kind of he was that righteous man, and how people that crucified him didn't know how much they needed him. They just would rather have someone else sacrifice and do all their pain for him.
I was thinking this week about thankfulness. And just how important it is and how easy it is to not be thankful. And I just thought about how to not be thankful is really pride. It's kind of like pride. You think you're self-sufficient. And, what am I trying to say? You think you don't need help, and people are actually trying to help you. And you should be accepting the help and thanking the people that are giving you that help. And I just thought about the difference between those two people, the unthankful and the proud, and the thankful and humble. The difference is just that they're blind to what, I guess, is blind to what the truth is. And for instance, like your boss, Olin, in my case, it's a blessing that he actually loves me. He's my boss, but he loves me. I'm not just saying that to be sappy, but it's true. And sometimes I don't see that. I'm talking about with anybody. I don't see it, and I start thinking about my own. I get caught up in my own problems instead of thanking the people that are helping me, and get blinded sometimes. Anyway.
Younger boys, go ahead and memorize the verse 1 of chapter 10, Proverbs. Memorize it too, but also come up, you don't have to say it, but just memorize it, but come up with an example in your life, how you can apply that to your life. First one, Proverbs.